Marketing is supposed to guide decisions. That's the job description.
Correct. But most marketing is simply a series of random strategies flying under the flag of hope.
Leading to what I call shampoo marketing. We bought a list. We built a deck. We blasted out emails. We waited. Not much happened. So we bought a new list, blasted out emails, and did the same thing again and again. Same results.
Random activities keep you busy.
But usually don't translate to AUM.
Welcome to Oversubscribed, the show for fund managers and marketers who are done doing more marketing and are ready to do the right marketing. The kind that guides outcomes by aligning with the way real people make real decisions. Last episode, we covered the patterns and mistakes of failed fund marketing, which could be summarized as wrong audiences, wrong messaging, and wrong timing.
Which part two of Beyond the Pitch calls marketing that is out of sequence.
Exactly, Hank. Today, we're covering a marketing framework built for trust, so you can engineer marketing as a sequenced process, not a grab bag of tactics.
It starts with a belief that most fundraising doesn't fail because of managers' pedigree or ability. It fails because marketing doesn't earn investor trust. And let this resonate, investments simply aren't made in the absence of trust.
And trust is a challenge with the modern investor. Most are time-starved, digitally native, professionally skeptical, and have no interest in being pitched ideas and investments that don't solve the top-of-mind challenges they face, because nobody has ever liked being sold.
You're right. Earning trust requires an understanding of how the human brain manages incoming information, first by filtering out what lacks emotional relevance, then processing what's left for evaluation.
That means to be considered, marketing must first navigate the filter, and that process has become more challenging in a digital world, often initiated without in-person engagement.
And that's today's focus, marketing in sequence, starting with emotional relevance, then credibility, proof, safety, access.
Yes, the journey to trust determined by the sequence of engagement.
Purpose to people, to process, to product.
Aligned to what investors are thinking, often silently, throughout the journey.
Okay, here's the initial science. Simple when understood. Kahneman and Tversky's Nobel Prize winning work, it's called dual process theory. System one is the gatekeeper. It quickly screens for emotional relevance, safety, and trustworthiness.
And system two is the decider. It methodically analyzes details, evidence, process, and terms.
If the gatekeeper says no, the decider never sees your spreadsheet.
So we'll lay the marketing out to embrace both, inside each pillar where it actually matters.
Purpose goes first, because before an investor evaluates you, they decide if you're relevant to their needs.
Purpose answers the internal question, why should I care about this manager or strategy? It creates the emotional connection.
But most managers open with details, using returns like a magic wand. Behold, the sharp ratio.
This approach triggers things that will work against you.
Science cameo. The brain uses heuristics, fast pattern labels. If the first impression feels generic or self-focused, it becomes another pitch, and the rest gets filtered as noise.
Purpose prevents that by leading with the investor's reality, needs, constraints, the why now tension.
Purpose is, here's what keeps you up at night, and we can help you get a good night's sleep.
Purpose shows up early, attraction and awareness, because it anchors how you are labeled.
It's not look at me, it's I see you. That initial engagement should never overwhelm System One with details. Remember, an attached pitch deck is not a handshake.
When purpose leads, you attract and connect without forcing defense.
Because nothing says trust me like starting a relationship with, here are 47 slides and a subscription doc.
Purpose earns permission.
Second pillar, people. Now they're asking, why should I trust you?
The people pillar drives engagement and credibility. It includes two whos. It's the details of who the strategy is designed for and who is behind it.
An institutional investor is not a target audience. It's the name of a magazine.
Generic targeting produces generic trust.
Science cameo, representativeness. If your message matches the pattern of 1,000 other pitches, the brain files it as another one of those in seconds.
Specificity is a trust signal. It tells the investor, this was designed for someone like me.
It's the difference between we work with allocators and we're built for endowment teams seeking downside control in times of market uncertainty.
And be aware of the digital amplification problem.
Online, first impressions happen before handshake.
Your content is your invitation. Your website is conducting the first meeting. Your social media is reinforcing. Your emails are auditioning. And investors are skimming like they're late for a flight.
You only have seconds to create emotional relevance before they mentally delete you.
So people is coherence. The story, the specialization, the experience, the signals, matching.
People answers, are they uniquely qualified to help me solve this problem?
Third pillar, process. Now we're entering System 2 territory, but only if System 1 invited you in.
Process turns credibility into confidence. It demonstrates disciplined execution, decision rules, risk controls, repeatability.
And here's the mistake. Most present process like a highlight reel. Here are our best decisions, narrated by our confidence.
Yep, and that triggers skepticism.
Science cameo, confirmation bias. If they're not fully bought in, they don't listen to learn. They listen to find the flaw that justifies no.
The fix is what I'd call process honesty and pragmatism. Include where the process didn't work as intended, what you learned, how it evolved, and times when it saved you from attractive yet bad decisions.
We're not perfect is not the flex. We learn fast and update discipline is the flex.
It shows metacognition, awareness of your own thinking and biases, which increases credibility.
Investors want to understand decision-making. How decisions are made in times of uncertainty, showing how your pedigree, experience, and discipline forged the mettle of your strategy.
Which means process needs to be specific, pragmatic, and testable.
To eliminate hope and luck as the foundation to your strategy. Specific, so they know and understand the discipline of your focus. Pragmatic, so they know systemic events won't trigger a complete meltdown. And testable, so they can pressure test it against real scenarios.
A repeatable process is predictive value. It reassures investors that outcomes aren't accidental.
And finally, the fourth pillar, product. The mechanics, terms, and structure.
Product is conversion material. It should only be presented when the investor believes the strategy is needed, the team is credible, and the process is both disciplined and repeatable.
Any other sequence risks consideration in the absence of trust, which is never a winning formula. Our favorite is decks that open with fund terms. It's the equivalent of a restaurant asking for an order before showing the menu.
The marketing focus should be on the emotional relevance of the problem you propose to solve, whether or not your pedigree and experience make you qualified to solve it, how you can minimize strategy risk when solving, and whether or not it's repeatable.
Science cameo. Loss aversion. Too early and their brain fixates on what they might give up, money, time, optionality, before it feels safe.
Sequenced correctly, product becomes practical clarity. The investor mindset shifts from, should I listen, to, let's do this.
Exactly, which is why trust sequencing is explicit about what product should include and not include, cleanly. In fact, there is an order inside of this pillar.
We'll start with the latter, as it warns against introducing new and unnecessary friction after the basic commitment mechanics, like puzzling share classes, confusing liquidity provisions, unusual fee structures, and operational complexities.
Yep, the final mechanics are things like fund size and structure, minimums and qualifications, key terms, fees, liquidity, lockups, practicalities, reporting and communication protocols, onboarding, ongoing relationship management.
Exactly, Dagny. Conversion should be the next step, not an event in and of itself.
And when you put these elements together, it follows the natural progression of how investors make decisions.
So, to summarize, purpose, why should I care? People, why should I trust you? Process, can you deliver? Product, how do we move forward?
Here's more science for you. Trust sequencing incorporates the research findings of scientists like Barry Staw and Robert Cialdini to create marketing that escalates decision-making using small yeses that lead to larger commitments. And importantly, it's not about manipulation. It's about guiding the investor throughout the process.
And listen, there will obviously be times where alterations are required to reflect unique nuances of the strategy, manager, and investor. But overall, this is marketing that builds trust that converts curiosity into capital.
And finally, the what the investor's thinking during the journey layer.
First 30 seconds. What is this? Yet another cliche. It sounds familiar, which is exactly the problem.
Oh boy, another value-focused mid-market buyout fund. If they quote Warren Buffett, I'm checking my inbox.
Are they real? Or just another smooth-talking suit that will make me look foolish in committee?
Translation,
Will this get me promoted or fired?
Execution phase. Can they deliver when it counts?
That's why marketing sequence matters. You're not selling a fund. You're reducing risk, cognitive and career, one gate at a time.
If you want the deeper examples and the exact diagnostics to apply this across your pitch, website, and outreach, download the white paper and watch the video.
And for the full Beyond the Pitch series, plus templates, samples, and supporting resources, visit the Resource Center at www.jrwarden.com.
It's the difference between I get it and I can actually run it.
Next episode, we'll move from framework to engagement, how to build value-driven interactions that earn the next yes.
Subscribe, follow, whatever your app calls it, and we'll see you there.
Remember, sequence decides trust.
And trust determines outcomes.